Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circlecraft Studies and Nature Folk. Tonight's encore presentation is of Circlecraft Studies from 2013, where Selena discussed the lore, the symbology, and ritual uses of oak trees, leaves, acorns, and wood. It's sacred oak magic.
Welcome to Circlecraft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we're going to explore sacred oak magic. To begin, I invite you to call to mind symbols, impressions, experiences with oak. An image of a large, strong oak tree. An image of an acorn. An image of a blazing bonfire made of oak wood. An image of working with an oak wand, an oak staff, and other ceremonial tools made of oak. Join with me now as we call to the sacred oak. Spirit of the sacred oak, we call to you and honor you. We celebrate you now. We celebrate your rich history. And we endeavor to keep alive the old traditions and some new ones of working with you in sacred ways. Sacred oak, you are associated with many people, many cultures, many forms of divinity. We honor you as mighty oak, as enduring oak, as strong oak, as magical oak. Be with us tonight and in the times to come, as we strengthen our work, our understanding, our alignment with you. So mote it be. The sacred oak has been revered by pagans in many places in the world over the ages, and is continuing to be honored today by pagans who live in areas where oak grows, as well as other parts of the world. The oak has become a symbol of strength, of power, of endurance, of longevity. For many people, in many forms of paganism, past and present. And the oak has also been revered by people of other religions, spiritualities, and philosophies. Tonight I'd like to share with you some ways of working with oak as part of personal and community spiritual practice. Oak can be used in rituals year-round. You can work with it in a variety of different ways. You can work with oak as a living tree, communing with the tree, doing rituals by the tree, making offerings to a tree. And you can work with oak in a circle or grove of trees. Indeed, in ancient times, oak groves were considered sacred. And some traditions of working with oak groves are continuing on today. In addition to working with oak groves, working with oak forests, acres and acres and acres of land covered with oak. I live in such a place. I live in an oak forest, and part of my work is to coordinate the work of Circle Sanctuary and its land, Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, which is mostly forest land and oak forest land at that. We have different types of oak at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. We have white oak and black oak and red oak and burr oak are just some of the oaks that we have. And because we live in a place with abundant oak wood, and there's just naturally wood that falls into the forest, we have a very available supply of oak wood for ceremonial purposes. So in addition to working with living trees individually and in groups and as an environment, one can work with oak wood. Work with oak wood as an ingredient of sacred fires. The Yule log that represents the coming of the new solar year in many places across time has been made of oak. And in the circle craft tradition, that is the traditional wood for a Yule log. Some will burn a very large log in a hearth fire. Others will have a series of oak logs over the entire Yule season. And still others will take a log of oak, generally a smaller log of oak, that can be set on an altar or a tabletop and use that as a symbolic oak log. Some will drill holes in the oak log horizontally and place taper candles or tea lights, and in that way symbolically light the Yule log. As we go into the autumn season, acorns are abundant in oak woods. And one of the things that I like to do as part of a spiritual practice is what I call acorning, is harvesting the acorns that have fallen down, gathering them into baskets, picking the ones that are in really good shape, drying them, and then distributing them at summer solstice time. at the Pagan Spirit Gathering and at other events that precede it and follow it. Acorning can be a wonderful experience, and indeed, by doing so, you can see the rich variety of sizes and shapes that acorns can have, especially in an oak forest with different types of oak trees growing. Some additional ways of working with sacred oak is to do oaken charms. And acorns have been used as good luck charms. They've been put in witch bottles to bless the home. Some will have a bowl of acorns in their home as a symbol of prosperity, strength, well-being, as well as good fortune. Some Native American peoples have made food out of acorns. It's necessary to leak out the tannic acid in order to do that. Some pagans today find ways to drill holes through acorns and string them on a necklace. And in some traditions, wearing an acorn necklace not only can strengthen one's connection with oak, but with paganism as a whole. In addition to looking at acorns, which essentially are the seeds of an oak tree, and looking at the wood, the branches, the trunks, the roots of the tree, oak leaves also have a place in spiritual practice. One of the things that I like to do as oaks come into green leaves in the springtime is to clip a bough of newly sprouted oak leaves and bring it into my home or place it on my front door to represent springtime. And during the summer, as oaks get their acorns, having mature leaves with the acorns, being able to be part of decorations of the summer. In the autumn, I use the brown acorns as seasonal decorations on altars and in my home as a whole, and sometimes use the acorns as gifts to those that take part in rituals that I do, come to sacred places where I'm guiding meditations. Another way of working with leaves is either in a symbolic form or in an actual form, forming oak crowns. And oak crowns have been given to people who have been victorious. Amongst the ancient Romans, oak crowns were used not only for royalty, but people who had achieved great deeds and warriors. Leaves can take a variety of different forms according to the type of tree. Where we live in our forest, primarily we have the bur oak and the white oak, where the tips of the leaves are rounded, and the red oak and the black oak have pointed ends. And when I do oak leaf arrangements for decorating, whether it's colored leaves in the autumn or the bright green leaves of the spring or the deeper green leaves of the summer, I endeavor to get a mixture of different types of oak leaves for the aesthetic appeal and the magical appeal. Perhaps the best known dynamic involving oak leaves and sacred work is that of working with green faces, the green man, the green woman, the green spirits. Some masks are made of oak leaves to represent the oak god or the oak goddess. Some create images of the green ones using oak leaves as the primary form of green leafiness. I enjoy, especially during the summertime with the trees in full green leaves, of doing a meditation at sunset time as the twilight comes on and the sun is setting, gazing at a woods with many oaks in it, gazing at clusters of green leaves, sunlight playing patterns on the leaves, and I scry into the leaves to see the green faces. In addition to working with leaves and wood and acorns, one can work with oak as a pathway to connect with one or more sacred forms. Looking at ancient Greek mythology, Zeus sometimes was represented as a fully mature, strong, mighty oak tree. The oak was sacred to Zeus. And in ancient Roman religion, Jupiter, who shared many of the characteristics of the king of the gods of the Greek, being the king of the gods of the Romans, also had the oak sacred to him. Diana, the goddess of the moon, had oaks associated with her. Oak groves where people would connect with her, would tend her trees and call upon her. Amongst those of Scandinavia and Germanic paganism, you have the oak associated with Odin, the father god, as well as with Thor, the son of Odin. And you'll find, looking at Zeus, Jupiter, Odin, and Thor, some correlates of being connected with the sky, as well as the oak, and with storms and lightning and power. Amongst the Celts, the oak was sacred to the Dagda. In fact, he had a harp made of oak that he would play. And in some Celtic traditions, oak is also sacred to Lu. The deity that I work with most that has a connection with oak is Bridget, Brige, Bride, the Celtic goddess of inspiration, healing, smithcraft. Well, she's also the goddess of the oak, and her sacred site at Kildare was a place of sacred oaks. In addition to looking at divinities with oak connections, oak spirits had been depicted in a variety of different ways and called by different forms, in addition to the green ones, the green man and the green woman. They're the dryads, the spirits of oak that often have a nymph-like form. There is the king of the woods. There is the old man of the forest. And indeed, because oaks live a really long time and tend to be very large trees, sometimes they are seen as the guardians of the woods. What are some ways to work with oak in personal life? First of all, if you don't have an oak tree near you, make a point of visiting a large, mature, strong, healthy oak tree. That's one of the best ways to really understand the sacred dimensions of oak is to get acquainted with a tree. Now, this may be a tree that has special significance and has been used across generations as a place for making peace treaties or doing rituals. Or it may be an oak that you find very appealing that really doesn't have a history of sacred use that's readily apparent. In connecting with an oak and developing a relationship with an individual oak tree, it's important to pick an oak that's in good health and ideally in a place where you can do ritual activity without distraction and interruption. When I do individual oak tree communion, I typically begin by recognizing I'm interacting with another living being and paying respects, not assuming because I'm a human and that's an oak tree that it's my place to do whatever I want with the oak tree. I spend a few moments, I look at the tree, I honor the tree. If I get a sense that it would be a good, mutually good opportunity to commune with the tree, then I will move to the tree. And I generally take my right hand and place it on the oak, somewhere on the trunk, as I honor it and give thanks to it. Often I will take a bottle of water, not only to keep myself hydrated in walks in the woods, but I will take some of my own water and I will pour a libation, a watery offering, at the base of the oak tree as a way of honoring it and celebrating its life force. I have had wonderful experiences sitting at the base of an oak tree with my back up against the oak and spending time just feeling a oneness with the oak. I also have had some positive experiences walking in an oak forest and paying attention to how individual oaks have grown and are growing, their shapes, the forms of their branches. And some wonderful, beautiful variations can be found in that way. I have worked with guardian oaks as part of spiritual practice. Indeed, in some places I've been, I have picked a particular oak to be the focal point of my work with a forest. It's generally a large oak that is near the beginning of the forest where I go to the oak and then do some kind of offering and ask the guidance of that oak as I move through the oak forest environment. I like working with oak wands and oak staffs, and have had experiences walking in a forest and having a piece of oak wood be in my pathway that I've then been able to take and use to fashion a wand for my ritual use. I have both what I'd call kind of naturally occurring oak sticks that I use for a wand, and I also have in my collection of wands oak wood that's been worked and polished with the bark removed and particular shapes being put in. I like to work with oak wands for casting a circle, for directing strength and power to a particular focal point on an altar or in a situation. I also like doing ceremonies in an oak forest. Our stone circle at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, which I helped begin nearly 30 years ago, is in a naturally occurring oak grove atop a sacred mound. And over the years, it's been wonderful to have that magical space and to feel the presence of the old oak trees that encircle our circle of stones. Some additional things that one can do with oak is to consider some of its qualities. If one is in need of strength, to have a piece of oak wood that you'd put in a charm or that you'd put on your altar to represent bringing that strength into your life. Oak trees also have been seen as protective and providing shelter. And a tree of hospitality in some traditions. Being able to decorate one's home with not only freshly harvested oak branches with leaves, but also with symbolic leaves and branches that may be made of some other material. I have some golden oak leaves on branches that I bring out at winter solstice time to connect me with the birth of the solar year, as well as the time of year in which the oak king is associated. Indeed, at our winter solstice and our summer solstice events, we sometimes have enactments of the oak king who rules from winter solstice to summer solstice, and the holly king from summer solstice to winter solstice, the waning of the solar year. Oaks are connected with the sun in many traditions, and that's another use of oak imagery, is to celebrate the sun. But I also celebrate the oak with reflected sun on full moons and really enjoy being in an oak forest under a full moon and seeing the silvery light play across the ground and the trees. In addition to these ways of working with oak as part of ritual practice, one can be in an oak-crafted environment. Wood not only has long been used by humans in many parts of the world for firewood, but oak makes a beautiful wood for furniture, for flooring, for molding around windows. Houses have been built of oak, or oak has been a main ingredient. When it came time for me to have my house built in the forest where I now live, one of the things that my husband and I decided to do was to have some of the oak trees harvested in a good way. We honored the oak trees while they were alive and to make room for the house. The tree went up, but we had the wood lumbered off and incorporated into our house and flooring and molding. And in that way, the spirit of the oak tree that gave us the wood continues to be part of our structure. At Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, our largest indoor gathering space, our temple room, is framed in by 100-year-old plus oak timbers. It's part of a remodeled barn, and the barn was framed by rough-hewn oak timbers, and as we did the remodeling of the barn, converting it into our offices and temple space and storage area, we made sure that we had the beautiful oak beams visible. Oak has long been considered a magical wood, not only used on its own, but sometimes used in combination with other woods and sacred fires. Most of our bonfires have oak wood in them because oak is such in plentiful supply. And there's another reason for using oak wood in fires, in addition to its beauty and its magical properties. It gives a very wonderful, warm heat and beautiful light. We have a fireplace in our home, and part of my work with Bridget, goddess of fire and goddess of the hearth, is kindling oak fires in the fireplace. And I do some special work around Bridget's special time, which is Imbolc at the beginning of February. Some additional ways of working with oak as part of spiritual practice is to use the imagery of oaks in meditation. And I'd like to guide a few oak meditations in the next few moments of quiet. So as you take some deep, slow breaths, and center yourself. Imagine that you are walking in a sacred path that takes you into an enchanted forest. As you move through that forest, you are being drawn to a large old oak tree. As you approach that oak tree, you recognize that this is a place that's a holy spot in the forest. You honor the oak. You pour a libation. And you invite the oak to bring you guidance. as you commune with it. Let a word, a phrase, or a sentence come to you to guide you in your day-to-day life. And when you feel complete with your connection with the oak and whatever guidance has come to you, give thanks. Imagine yourself placing your hands gently on its trunk, letting love flow from your heart into the tree in appreciation and thanksgiving. And then carrying with you an image of that oak that you can work with later whenever you are in need. Carry that with you as you journey again out of the forest into the here and now. And now I invite you to take another oaken journey. This time, I invite you to imagine that you are wearing a crown of oak leaves. Let the wisdom of the oak serve as a catalyst for your own wisdom within. Let the power of the oak strengthen your own power within. Let the handsomeness of the oak awaken your own handsomeness within. Give thanks to the oak, and as you shift your awareness from the image of wearing this crown, let that crown absorb into your own being. Being within your active, accessible part of imagination, knowing that you can use that oak crown whenever you are in need of it. Now I invite you to hold the image of a golden acorn before you. And then internalize it. Let it flow into your whole being. Be one with the golden acorn. Let the blessings of prosperity and abundance, of sacred potential actualizing, manifest within you. Be blessed. Blessed be. Now, those were three different types of oaken meditations, and you can adapt them for your own personal work or group work. One of the things that I like to do with a group of people for Sacred Oak work is to be around a fire of oak and wood and to celebrate the cycle of the seasons. So we have oaken fires for the solstices, the equinoxes, and the midpoints between. Sometimes we will cast dried oak leaves into a sacred fire and make wishes. Sometimes we'll take acorns and cast them into a sacred oaken fire for divination purposes or as offerings for healing, for strength. Whatever you choose to do in bringing sacred oak into your life, be aware that in so doing, you are joining with many people the world over who honor the sacred oak. We give thanks to the oak, living the oak as symbol, oak as divinity, oak as implement, oak in many forms. We give thanks to the spirit of the oak, to the sacred oak, to the mighty oak. Continue to be with us. Bless us and our spiritual work. So mote it be. And now in this last part of the show, I invite David and Jeanette Ewing to share with us their own perspective, ways of working with oak, and any kind of comments that may be coming in through live chat. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
So I use oaks a lot in my life. I live in an oak forest. I am descended from a Scottish clan that has a cut-off oak sprouting again with a motto, it grows green again and again. I'm wondering how you all connect with oak. What are some ways that you've worked with it?
One of the ways we work with it is actually interestingly, primarily through our association with Circle Sanctuary and actually connecting to the oaks on the land. Where we live in Northern Virginia, we kind of have to go kind of quite a bit out of the way to find. They're around, but not huge amounts of them. Like other places, we tend to have, because of the way things developed around here, we all of the older forests are gone, so there's a lot of newer forests, so there's not quite as many
there's a lot of poplars and elms and stuff
and newer
oaks.
But there are actually in this area there is quite I guess you could call it a stand of oak trees, where oaks are the predominant tree. Different varieties of oak trees, actually, on the National Mall between the Capitol Building and the Lincoln Memorial and such. And the Lincoln between the Lincoln and Capitol, that's lined with oak trees, and there are oak trees all around the monuments and stuff there in downtown, right there in D.C.
Yeah, so it's kind of ironic. One of the places where I've seen the greatest varieties of oak trees planted, intentionally or otherwise, happens to be in downtown D.C.
At the National Mall, yeah.
In fact, there are many places you can walk along some of the better-known streets like Massachusetts and Connecticut, and you can tell, even if you're not that familiar with different species of oak, there's a characteristic look that they all have, and in terms of the shape of the leaves and the acorns and stuff, and you can tell that there's just a variety of different species of oak. I noticed that a long time ago. I don't know how many years ago it was. We were doing something downtown, and we were in that area of Northwest, and I've also seen quite a few of them. And these are big old oak trees that are on the National Mall. They've been around for quite a long time.
I totally agree. And having grown up in the D.C. area and going back there from time to time, it's so wonderful to be in a city with so many grand old oaks. My great-grandfather worked as a horticulturalist for a time at an estate called Twin Oaks, which is up near the National Cathedral. It's then became the Taiwanese embassy and continues to be, I think, serving in the diplomatic realm. And wonderful variety of different trees there. And I do think part of my own love of oaks comes from that part of the family. That's the Scottish line, the Bissett line that has oaks as a symbol. And I'm amazed at how large some of the oak trees are on the mall. Just really beautiful old trees, great shade, and really magnificent. And I found it interesting when the World War II Memorial was added to the National Mall that oak imagery was part of the decor. You find it at Arlington National Cemetery. I've seen not only oak trees there, living oak trees, but the oak imagery that you find in a number of the monuments and historic buildings around the nation's capital.
Oh yeah, and that kind of connects to we do a lot of stuff with military support and things, and how, you know, there are the little pins that you put on certain ribbons to show that you've received a subsequent ribbon.
Right.
Officer insignia on the collar devices stuff are often, you know, oak clusters or oak leaf clusters in the form of oak. So I think we could probably get into some sort of connection of oak with that type of environment.
And lightning is something else that has had kind of a magical connection with oak, and Bridget has that kind of lightning imagery, as well as Odin and Thor and Jupiter and Zeus. So you find a number of divinities having kind of a lightning power in the oak, and certainly a traditional sacred wood is one that's been lightning struck oak, and I've actually had occasion to see some implements made of that. It's really amazing. I know in doing Circle Sanctuary's work with the Pagan Military Service Ribbon and being part of the designing of that, we selected a golden acorn as the centerpiece of the ribbon. And the reason for doing so is we wanted to have something that was used by many different pagan traditions. And the Druids work with the oak in a sacred way. Heathens work with an oak in a sacred way. Generic pagans work with oak in a sacred way, as well as Wiccans. So it's something that crosses those traditions. I see from the live chat that some have talked about visiting sacred oaks during a full moon. It's been a wonderful experience as well. I totally agree. And I think a lot of groups find the oak as such an inspiring symbol that it may be incorporated as part of group names, festival names. I mean, it's really amazing how oak as a tree is revered in so many different ways.
Yeah. And, you know, as you're talking, you know, you're doing the different meditations and talking about, you know, your own home and stuff. And, you know, of course, we've been on the Circle Land in numerous times. And it just struck me as you were talking about it how, you know, every time we've gone back to the land, we're struck with how it feels, you know, there's a sacredness to it, but also that there's like this, the land has an old soul, if you will, if that makes any sense. And, you know, I think a large part of that has to do with the fact that, you know, when you see oaks, a proliferation of oaks, and we're talking about from an ecological standpoint, oaks are what are referred to as, you know, they're types of trees that are part of the succession of a forest. And so the older a forest is, the more hardwoods it has. And
yeah.
Right. And so, you know, when you make that connection, you really get a sense of that, you know, this land, this particular piece of land had been untouched and unsullied for quite a long period of time. You know, of course, there was probably a short period of time when it had been used for maybe farming,
mm-hmm.
but that ended long ago because of the number and concentration
of
oak trees, especially in that little quadrant of land that is adjacent to your property. And, you know, that is that area that straddles the Circle Land and your land.
Right.
Live, and it's just a really old area, and just I think more than any other tree, there is a sense of sacredness and just I don't know spiritual attunement that one gets with being around oaks versus other trees.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard feeling thing to sort of articulate. Unless you've been able to walk in an area that has large old growth
oaks.
Yeah, oaks, like that one does. Yeah.
It is. And when you realize that you are much younger, even for those of us who are in their senior years, we're younger than the oak trees. And it really helps one put lifespan in perspective. We've recently done some more trail work on trails that connect the land where my home is now, Oak Havens, the name of our land, and Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. And part of that work happened over the last few days, and there was just this magnificent old white oak tree that I had seen, but I've been able, by doing some trail work, to get up closer to that part of the forest to actually go and spend some time there. You know, some of the ways that I work with oak wood, that most of the oak wood that we use for our heating our homes and sacred fires outside, the bonfires and things, has come as a result of oaks just the end of their life and the tree falls down and then you've got all of this wonderful firewood you can cut up. Well, sometimes a whole tree will fall and it's quite old and the stumps that happen as you cut through the felled tree can be quite large, and we actually use large oak stumps for altars and for seats. And one of my favorite things to do is to have an oak stump, my seat, right next to a big old oak tree, and we position one of those just yesterday, so that as I went walking in the woods, if I wanted to take a seat, I could do so and have my back right up against the oak. It's just, yeah, really a wonderful thing. Where are some good places to see grand old oaks? Well, as you've mentioned, you can find them in urban environments, suburban environments. You don't have to just be in a rural environment, such as where I am. If there are arboretums in your local area, chances are they'll have some oak specimens there. And in some places, there are historic oaks that are actually set aside for historical purposes. For many years, there was something known as the Y Oak in Maryland. And although it ultimately, this is a very old oak dating back to the first part of America as a nation, while the main oak, called the Y Oak, was felled in a storm a few years ago, so the original Y Oak is no more, seedlings had been pretty much put out in many different places, and the Y Oak State Park still exists. I think the Y Oak went down like 2002. I would visit that tree because of its historic purposes, and it is such a beautiful, beautiful old tree. And I think it lived to be more than 450 years old before it died. So while the original's not there, you have these seedlings that are not only growing where it used to be, but in a number of different places. So you probably can Google Y Oak State Park and get some more information. Y is W-Y-E. And I know over in England, there are some hundreds-plus-year-old oaks that are associated with various pieces of lore and magic. And I invite all of you listening live and those who will be listening later to not only work with some oak imagery and some of the oak meditations or some samples I share tonight, but to get out and actually experience live oaks when you get the chance. Well, I give thanks to all who called in, tuned in tonight, and joined live chat. I'm, interestingly enough, going to a place named for oaks this coming Sunday. I'm going to Oak Park, which is part of Chicago, for the Chicago Pagan Pride Day, and that will be Sunday. I'm on the 8th of September, and so any of you listening that will be in the Chicago area, it's free, it's open to the public. I'm doing the opening ritual from 11:30 to noon, and there's all sorts of wonderful old oak trees around that area. I also want to invite all of you listening now and listening later to join me next week as we take a look at tree magic, ways of working with tree meditations, trees of many different types, incorporating trees more fully in our spiritual practice.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.